Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Oh, we're back, folks, after 2 weeks off. Vacations here, vacations there. So I think we're back for the long haul. Brad, vacation, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I'd have to say this is probably the longest layoff we have had since fairly early in the game when we had some server issues and various red tape items that probably kept us down for 6 weeks or better. But to take 2 weeks off, that's almost unprecedented for us.
Well, we were known to take the week off, I guess, when duty called, i.e. catfish. Other than that, we've been pretty darn good at staying on. But you had a vacation, and then I followed it up with a vacation, and just due to time constraints, it just didn't happen. But hey, folks, we're back.
You're stuck with us now, and we're going to be here for a while.
So I guess we might as well get the vacation stretch started. How did yours end up?
How did it end up? Well, it ended up pretty much the way it started. It was kind of a vacation from catching fish. I've had a lot of good trips this summer, and as far as catching fish, I was due for a bad one, and it delivered in spades. We had a great time, don't get me wrong. We were up at Whitefish Bay on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods. We were lake trout fishing, and of course, you know, it's not a numbers game under the best of circumstances, but I've been up there enough over the years where, you know, I know a fair number of spots, and, you know, even on a tough day, you can normally expect to scratch out a few fish. And so we went up on Tuesday, August 8th. There was three of us that went and pulled my boat up. And that was the first time I'd headed out on the water since I had a $375 electrical repair. It was a switch box that controls the ignition system went out. That had happened several weeks earlier. So, you know, there's just a little bit of uncertainty with that. But, you know, the good news in all of this, I guess, is the boat held up its end of the deal just fine. We just couldn't put much fish on the floor. We got two lake trout the first night. We got settled in that afternoon and kind of got situated and unpacked and, you know, things in order, and went out for a couple hours that evening and bang, two lake trout, and figured, well, this isn't going to be so bad. They were the last two we would catch the rest of the trip. I mean, I wouldn't say we fished hard, because after a while you start seeing that, hey, things aren't happening here. And, you know, we weren't banging our head against the wall for 8 hours. We'd go out for 4 or 5 hours, or, you know, go and take a break and go out again in the evening, that kind of thing. So we laxed off on the, you know, on the intensity a little bit, because the fish just were not cooperating. We marked a lot of fish, and we marked them in, you know, 60, 80 feet, you know, depths where you should be able to get them this time of year. But couldn't get them to go. And then, of course, the bites were so few and far between that occasionally you would hook one, and you're asleep at the wheel and they'd get off. So it was frustrating. It was disappointing on a lot of levels. And, you know, I guess probably more disappointing than the fishing, and I'm not going to go so far as to name names at this point, but it's a camp that we've been going to for several years. And I'd have to say the level of the service, well, there was no service. I mean, it was just completely tanked. The owner of the place, it was like we weren't even there, never stopped by the cabin to say hi, no volunteering of any information. And we had set up to go walleye fishing with him for a day, and he had something come up but didn't even let us know, just basically blew us off. So I found that really, you know, more than just disappointing. I found it downright aggravating. I mean, you don't treat people that way and expect them to come back. So, you know, it might sound like the trip was a real downer, and you know, I certainly don't want that to be the case, because it wasn't. We still had a really good time. I mean, there were a lot, you know, with a couple of good friends of mine, and we all know how to laugh, and we had actually a really good time, but we just didn't catch many fish.
Well, I guess it happens from time to time. My vacation started out exactly the same way yours basically ended. My 9-day trip to Devil's Lake started out with, well, I got up real early to help with Cat's Incredible the first day, and then headed to Devil's Lake. And needless to say, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning meant Brad needed a nap. So got to Devil's Lake about 12:30, had some lunch, took a nap, woke up to kaboom. We ended up getting 2 inches of rain over the course of about 3 hours on Saturday, which pretty much took care of the fishing that day.
That was a pretty impressive storm. That one hit right about the time I was pulling pulling my boat back into the shed up at our place in northern Minnesota, and it was unbelievable how hard it rained. I mean, you could hardly see. It was like a snowstorm, but the area needed the rain so bad, and there was no, you know, severe weather with this one. There was no high winds, anything like that. Just a bunch of rain, a little bit of lightning and thunder, but just heavy, heavy rain. So I was glad to see it, but it must have been pretty widespread.
Yeah, so Saturday was shot, which I guess is fine. Still 8 more days. And then woke up Sunday morning to rain, and it rained till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, for the life of me, once it stopped raining and I was going to go fish, I can't remember what I did for the rest of the day on Sunday. I just can't do it. I know we had a fire, and other than that, I can't remember what I did for the rest of the day, but onward and upward. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we were able to walleye fish for at least part of the day, and we were sifting through 10-inch walleye after 10-inch walleye. I think we ended up getting like 5 keepers, but probably about 50 of these little 10 to 12 inchers. I mean, good action, just nothing that you're really out there for. And then Thursday, the wife and I fished in the rain all afternoon, and 5 dozen leeches and a dozen night crawlers, and we ran out of bait sifting through little fish, and we got 3 keepers that afternoon. It got to the point where I wasn't interested in keeping fish, but it got to be a moral victory just to put a couple in the box. And then Thursday night, everything pretty much changed that night. I met a gentleman that owns Ed's Bait Shop out there, Clint DeVere, and he offered to take me out and show me some trolling techniques on Devil's Lake, which I thank him greatly for, because we not only caught fish, but I caught my 2 biggest fish on Devil's Lake within about 15 minutes of each other, one being a nice fat 26.5-incher and one being a 29-incher. So I'm real, real happy about that. And it just seemed that from there on, the trip picked up. Friday, did very well with my wife. Saturday, friend of mine was out. We did very well. We spent more time searching for new areas to fish than actually fishing. So that was always fun, too. So no complaints on my front.
Well, I tell you, I'd be a lot happier for you if I wouldn't have sucked so bad on that trip. But as it is, I have to temper my enthusiasm a little bit. I'm a nice guy, but it only goes so far when you come off a trip like I had. But I wasn't fishing walleyes either, so I guess you got to take what you, take what you get on that front.
Well, there is a positive now. That's our vacation. That's why we skipped you guys for 2 weeks. I need to talk to Kent over at Trophy Cat Adventure still, who is, by the way, still guiding, and the catfishing here in Grand Forks is picking up, which we're going to cover in a minute, but still a good month of good catfishing, so check him out on the web, trophycatadventures.com. Cat's Incredible was 2 weeks ago, and what other word can you put to the catfishing than incredible?
Yeah, it really was. It lived up to the name this year, and there were some concerns going into this year's tournament because the water levels were so low. We'd been coming off a period of a lot of dead fish showing up on our stretch of the river. Nobody could really conclusively figure out why. You know, there was some thought among the biologists that it might have been spawning related stress, and it certainly prompted a few exchanges on the internet, some of which got really ugly in a very unnecessary way, but I digress. The situation just did not, there was just a lot of things going on, but things seemed to turn around quite nicely. I haven't heard any more reports of dead fish, didn't hear of any mortality after the tournament, you know, which normally you would think you would. So things seem to have straightened out. There were some big fish caught, and as a pleasant surprise, some fish you didn't want to see during a catfish tournament, but still pretty exciting. Some big walleyes were caught during the tournament. I know of a 30, a 29, and a 25 that were caught. And of course, on the Red River here, these walleyes tend to be a little bit chunky. So if you get a 30-inch walleye out here, even now, it's probably going to be 11 pounds or better.
Well, the nice thing is, and it happens every year, the tournament is good for 2 big walleyes every year. I swear, every year I've paid attention to it, there's been 2 big ones caught by various people in various unwanted manners to catch a big walleye. But when I was helping with the officiating on the first morning, I saw 4 big ones come in. And for the first time in a long time, they looked fat and healthy. So a very good positive sign. And dare I say, there's some catfishing that awaits you, and I'm sure you're going to get to tangle with some nice big pussy cats, and you'll be feeling all good about yourself again before week's end.
Well, it's that's what it's going to take, because like I say, you know, when you get your tail handed to you on a plate every once in a while, it takes a little while to dust yourself off and pick yourself up. But it is good to see things are turning around on the catfish front here in town, because like I say, I mean, no one wanted to see those dead catfish. And, you know, it would have been a little bit better, I think, if there would have been some conclusive reason as to why they were dying. But again, like I say, nobody really knew. It was just speculation, and speculation can lead to all kinds of, you know, uncertainty and problems for sure. So the best time is coming up, there's no doubt. I mean, you look back at last year at this time, we had a heck of a run from late August basically through September.
Yeah, we got basically 4 weeks of the best catfishing of the year ahead of us right now. Little bit of water issues up north, but I think if we take our time and pick our way around the corners, I think we'll be just fine getting around up there too. Maybe not so much late night stuff, but you know, we'll be able to pick around. We're set up for it.
And one only has to look north here about 3 hours to see that things seem to be on a pretty good track right now as well. Had a couple of reports from our buddy Canuck up there, guides part time out of Cats on the Red. He's been a real good friend to Y-Fish Radio along with Stu up there, and they've had some pretty darn good evenings out there. Heard of a night out here less than a week ago where two of them sat out on a real shallow flat, kind of a shallow rocky area about a foot and a half deep, and they ended up pulling out six nice kitties in a period of about an hour and a half, and they missed several others.
Seems to be my recollection about a half a shin deep.
That would be about right, yeah. It's and this is, you know, a short guy's half shin, so this isn't very deep water.
Anyway, it's a good sign. They've been predicting it and hoping for it all year. And God, we were just talking about it before we went on here that we got to try to get up there again. It's just a matter of getting a couple days to sneak away and get up there. And when that's going to be, who knows?
Well, where's the summer gone? I mean, we didn't lose any summer this year. It wasn't like last year where we had flood conditions that kept us off the water. I mean, you know, I really feel like we've made the most out of it, but it's gone by fast. I mean, September is knocking at the door here right now, and I look back on it and just go, whoa, what happened?
Well, I know we lost a couple days to extreme heat, which, you know, if we really wanted to, we could have been out, and I lost a lot of June to wind. It just, you know, the day I showed up, it was windy, and the day I left, it wasn't, and for the next 5 days, it was nice, and as soon as I showed up, and, you know, don't forget, I punched a hole in my boat this year, so there's a month out of my way.
Yeah, but you were still able to fish, as I recall. You just were fishing in other people's boats, but like I say, where it went, it's hard to say, but, you know, I think when the book is closed on this summer, overall, on balance, I think it's going to go down as a pretty good year. You know, I can relate to what you're saying about the heat. I remember, you know, a couple of mornings out there on Devil's Lake where by 10:30 you didn't want to be out there anymore, 10:30 in the morning. It was just too warm. But we caught some fish, and there was just a lot of good trips. And, you know, there's probably a lot more to come yet this year. At least that's my hope.
Well, I would bet that you could go back to September of 2005, Y-Fish Radio, dig through the archives, and we'd be having this exact same conversation. So, whatever.
Yep, and you'll probably hear the same thing next year, so that's not all bad either. Other things around the region, you know, you talked a little bit about Devil's Lake. There's some big fish to be caught there. Lake of the Woods has been just absolutely phenomenal. I think it's been, you know, it's maybe been a little bit of a sleeper in fishing circles. Summer traffic up there is way down this year for whatever reason. You know, maybe fishing is good enough in enough other places, people aren't making the trek. Maybe it's the four walleye limit, which I still steadfastly support. I think a four walleye limit out there is just fine. But people are catching numbers of fish, and they're catching big fish. I heard of a report here a couple of weeks ago of a gentleman who, in a period of about, well, it was less than a week, he kept a 31-incher for the wall. He released, you know, a 30-incher, a couple of 29s. He had basically 6-7 fish that were over 27, 28 inches. And anytime you can do that anywhere in a stretch of a few days, I mean, that's off the charts phenomenal fishing. So, and my favorite time of year up there is right around the corner when they start coming out of the lake and up into the Rainy River itself. So we'll be at it right up until freeze up, and then we just switch gears and shift to winter.
Don't forget a couple weeks of deer hunting in there.
Ah, yes, we do have those, too. Got a couple of deer tags.
You did get your tags, right?
I did. I got my tags.
So did I.
Yep.
So we'll be talking why fish hunting there for a couple weeks in there, probably. But knowing us, we'll have a good fish story to blend in with it. You know, maybe we'll... Maybe if everything aligns right, we'll whack a couple deer in the morning and still get to walleye fishing.
Well, wouldn't that be a great thing? Go out and you have the deer hanging in the garage, and so you just grab the boat and head out on the water for a couple hours. I think that gives us something to shoot for. Pardon the pun. That we should be able to do that. So I don't know. I guess for this week, catching up after a couple weeks off, I have nothing left to say.
Well, I guess we got some business to attend to. E-Tackle Direct supports us here at Why Fish, and so does todaystackle.com. Talked to Bruce a little bit at the Cats Incredible. Doing well. Sounds like he's got some nice new gadgets coming out in the near future, and when we know what they are, you'll know what they are. So a lot of exciting things coming up there, and too early to talk about Bruce and his ice fishing gadgets, but
yeah, it's a little.
We'll
too
get
soon.
To that a little later. So, next week, you've got a couple trips brewing, so we'll have some news from that. We got some catfishing we're gonna do this week, and we'll find something else to talk about, I'm sure, because it never seems to be a problem for us.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And like I say, I mean, if you're looking at making a trip to Manitoba, the big kitties are starting to go. There's also a few greenback walleyes showing up, and that should just increase as the fall proceeds. So, give them a call up there at Cats on the Red. I believe on the web, it's www.catsonthered.net. And by phone, it's area code 204-757-9876. So until next week, this concludes this week's edition of Why Fish Radio. Keep your hook in line. Let me try that again. I've had a couple weeks off. I'm a little rusty.
Do this over again. Go.
Go, okay. Until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.